Blog Talk Radio.
Nation, everybody, I am Chucky Pigskin, and with me, as always, ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Sweet Lou. Sweet Lou from Brooklyn Matters, and also, ladies and gentlemen, joining us, Sweet Lou's son, the United World Champion, President of the United States, Mr. Hollywood Tony P. And I guess it would help if I turned on their microphones. But they're on now, guys. They're on. You guys are on.
I just found some weed. I found a whole bunch of weed. How nice.
Where'd you find that? You know what else is great? It's great of you to join us.
I hit it where I would never find it, in the pot box. In the pot box. In the pot.
And, what would it be doing there?
I don't know. That's what I said.
Yeah. It's about the Japanese and Chinese chicks over there on SmackDown there.
Yeah, that's what I'm watching on Fox.
Yeah.
Anybody can watch it. That's what's good.
Yeah.
Oh, they took the championships from the other chicks. Asuka and her partner are now tagging.
Is that right?
Yep.
So, yeah. But we are not here to
just
talk about
WWE,
even though the Royal Rumble is tomorrow night, I just found out.
You know, Paul
imagine
Heyman,
that.
Paul Heyman was on that show. What's his name? With the football guy.
It's Pat McAfee?
Yeah. Heyman was on that. You know why?
How did I know it was going to be Pat
McAfee? McAfee was wrestling, and he worked for Vince for a little while. He had a great match.
He's still
with
welcome
Stone
on
Cole.
There anytime he wants. Pat McAfee.
He had a great match.
He's legendary
Stone
in WWE already.
Right? Remember when he was having beers with Stone Cold?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He's that
right.
kind of guy,
and
man. He'll hang out with Stone Cold.
He did that great. After he got stunned, the beer flew out of his mouth. He's a nut,
what do you think
man,
of that guy, Eli Drake? I mean, what's it, L.A. Knight? L.A. Knight. He's a combination of Stone
yeah,
Cold
right.
and The Rock.
He reminds me of, like, part old. You know what I mean? Right. Yeah.
What do you
he's
guys
like half
think
and
of
half,
football?
Half Stone
what do you guys
Rock.
Think of football?
Yeah,
football.
Rock
football.
Stone Cold. Rock Cold.
Stone Cold. I don't
Rock Cold Stone.
Well, The Rock was a football player.
Oh,
he was
you know,
a football.
The Undertaker's going to have a one-man show, and I forgot what, in Florida, Sunday. It's a show.
Yeah, he's been doing a tour like that. One-man show, Undertaker. Hey,
yeah,
so
you know,
apparently the Falcons passed on Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
So
yep.
he's not going to get a job this year in the
Listen
NFL.
Listen to this.
He's
they
fucked.
Don't want to hire him. He's from the old guard. And it comes down to this. Whenever he becomes a coach or something, he wants to bring his boys in, right? All the people
yeah, yeah.
that worked for him that became head coaches did nothing, right?
Yeah,
Think
yeah.
Think about
yeah.
that. All
what
those guys,
sons,
Patricia,
man, are they gonna be coaching
and all the
this
nothing
year?
They did. Now this guy thought he was going to get the Atlanta job because they have a decent roster, good offense, right? And they took a young guy over him, just like it came out that in Denver.
Hey, but Raheem Morris
was
is not the best
one.
Coach of them all out there. I mean, come on,
yeah,
he already had a stab at it.
The Broncos
didn't he have a stab
is.
At coaching already?
Who?
Didn't he coach in the NFL, Raheem Morris? Wasn't he a coach for the Jets or some shit? Let's see. Buccaneers. That was his first stint.
Right. They listen, a team doesn't go after a coach over Belichick unless he has something to give the team. It's just
well, I mean,
like
he was
said,
coaching
it
them
happened
in,
with the Broncos.
In 2008, he was coaching the Buccaneers.
It happened with the Broncos. When what's his name that's the coach now, he wasn't the first pick. They wanted a younger guy, and I forget his name. And he went to another team, and they took what's his name now, right?
So by
and
the
no
way,
one else
Raheem
wanted,
Morris.
No one else wanted him. The guy
so Raheem Morris with the Atlanta Falcons now, previously known as the defensive coordinator of the Los Angeles Rams. And, I mean, they've had a decent defense in the past
Now there's
few
only
years.
Two jobs open, the Redskins and the Seattle.
Well, I mean,
Belichick to the Redskins. Belichick to the Redskins.
He won't go to the Redskins, man.
The Seattle's not that bad. What's wrong with Seattle?
I think he's not going to be a coach, man. No one wants the guy.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to be a coach either, man. I don't think he's going to be a coach, and I'll tell you why.
It's
a new school out there, man. It's people want a new guy. They want the latest and the greatest.
They should have fired the coach on the Dallas Cowboys.
Man.
The guy on the Cowboys, he's an old guy. Get rid of him, man. He can't do shit.
Who are you talking about?
The coach that the Dallas Cowboys, they didn't do nothing this year. Don't you think
McCarthy?
Their coach should have been fired?
They didn't fire McCarthy. Are you kidding me?
All right,
they're trying to run Dak Prescott out of fucking Dallas as we speak.
I'm pretty sure things
are uncomfortable for him in Dallas right now, Dak Prescott.
Everybody knows
what a fucking loser he is.
Jones is
He's
the
a
boss
fucking loser.
Everything.
This guy's the winner. All right? This guy ain't fucking fooling me.
Jones
He's a fucking clown, man. He's not going to win. He's not the guy. I've been saying it for fucking years.
The owner of
for
the
crying
Dallas
out loud,
Cowboys.
This motherfucker, and then couple that with McCarthy coming into the fucking picture. They've ruined my fucking Dallas Cowboys, these two.
Right. And they're laughing. And people are laughing at them all over the country. They're the butt of all the jokes.
The Cowboys
they
are
can't
the most
win nothing.
Team. Do you know that the people... The Dallas Cowboys are so pulverizing. That's because I'd like to pulverize Dak.
Polarizing.
Yeah, but they're so polarizing that their fan base is so big, Sweet Lou.
Yeah.
That if you take if part of their fan base wants to fire Dan Quinn or what have you, that part of the fan base is bigger than some fan bases altogether. You think about
what the owner of the Cowboys is the problem.
Jerry Jones
team.
Is the problem because he just wants to put asses in seats.
He
doesn't care about winning.
He runs everything. Jones runs everything. Trades, everything.
Well, he runs the NFL, man.
No one wants to work for the
He's responsible for the NFL being how it is right now, including all this fucking gambling shit going on. With the referees. I'm sure Jerry Jones is behind it.
Right. Listen
Jerry
to
Jones
this.
Is clearly behind all this.
Patriots wide receiver Rashawn Boatty was arrested Thursday on charges related to illegal online gaming while he was underage and playing at LSU. These players bet, gamble on football, and they're not supposed to. They come into the NFL. They'll have someone else put bets in for them, or they'll do it. No one, you know, there's privacy laws. How can you catch these guys, man? They're definitely gambling. Please, man, really. It's like
you know what it is, right?
What?
It's a bunch of horse shit.
It is. These guys, they get millions
of
dollars, and they still want to go gamble, man.
Let's go to the New York Minute. Let's see what's going on in New York.
In New York,
the
Giants hired one of the Jets' assistants, took him away from them. That's one. And who else? What else is going on in New York? There's really nothing. Everything
really?
Is.
Yeah, there's nothing going
the
on.
Giants
what about your precious Aaron Rodgers?
Special
what's going on with Aaron Rodgers?
Aaron Rodgers. he's coming along. He's practicing hard. He's going to be back. Yep. But let's
so
talk about...
So he's starting next year. He's starting next year, yes?
Yep. You want to go over the picks of last
week?
So
what are the Jets looking for in the draft then? What do they need to get?
I don't know, man. They don't want a quarterback because they got Aaron Rodgers for the next couple of years. So they're probably going to go for the offensive line or another receiver to go with Wilson. That's what they were talking about. The Giants have the good pick at number six. They're sitting right after them first four or five picks. They're there. I wonder if they'll take a good quarterback if it falls to them. Because there's three or four good ones. And they're only in the sixth pick. But there's an offensive lineman that's supposed to be generational.
So let's go to the Denver, Mount High report with Hollywood.
Well, yeah, whoever in the first top six doesn't need a quarterback is going to trade the fuck out of that pick. They're going to trade the hell out of it.
They already know now that the Bears are getting all kinds of offers.
Yeah, no shit. What do you think? Of course. Everybody needs a quarterback. Like, it's crazy.
Everybody wants that guy from USC or the other guy from Washington, Penix.
Right.
So you got in the first draft order, you got the Chicago Bears followed by the Washington Redskins. The New England Patriots are third, and then the Arizona Cardinals followed by the Chargers.
The Chargers are good to go, man.
I don't know what happened to them. But yeah, they did fire their coaches. They got a new coach in place there.
They got Harbaugh now, the Chargers.
Yeah, Harbaugh. Yeah, that's
he's
big news
coach.
Right there.
And
then you got the Giants at number six. Hollywood.
Right. You want to hear something? Harbaugh says that he has his quarterback. He says, I'll tell you, with a good coach like Harbaugh, who was a quarterback in college and in the pros.
Oh, man, fucking Herbert's going to be
he's
badass
gonna
under Harbaugh.
He's going to make that guy Herbert good, man.
Herbert's going to be badass now that he's got a fucking good coach behind
him. Perfect coach.
Watch him draft a quarterback.
No, not with Justin Herbert. Justin Herbert is only 23 years old.
My Ohio report is that people think that Russell Wilson's going to leave. People think that Russell Wilson's going to stay. I think that they're going to keep Russell Wilson, start him, and try to get a quarterback.
Screw Russell Wilson.
They're going to try to get a young quarterback, but keep Russell Wilson so he can learn under him. Because Russell Wilson, no matter how bad he is still a quarterback.
Is he a teachable type of person? Is he one of those
you
type
can
of
still
persons?
Learn. You can still learn from somebody, even if you're, just the mentality and things like that. So
I think next year Denver's going to really want to give it a push because the coach will get fired if he does nothing next year. Really. They're not going to stand around and wait.
3 years. 3 years they're giving him. He signed five, but they'll give him three.
They'll scream next year if he has a shit year. For his
he signs for five, they'll give him three. If he doesn't turn it around and not next year, the year after, then, they'll want him.
It tells you something if he was the second choice. But the first
and Deion Sanders is Deion Sanders has so many violations in the NCAA, whatever. There's like 22 violations for the season.
Deion Sanders, who's going to hire him as a coach? Right? He's the coach of his son's team at Colorado State.
Yeah, exactly. But that's why I said he has like 22 fines and rule regular breaking from the
always running on the field. He can't do that. Yep.
So, yeah. And that's the Mile High Report. Hey, Chucky, drop the Chuckster.
There's not
not
much with the teams. I was looking today. Texas has, how many basketball teams? Houston Rockets, Dallas Mavericks. Houston, Dallas,
San Antonio.
San Antonio 3. What's the other one?
That's it.
No. Is it only 3 or 4?
It's 3.
3.
You're thinking about California that has 4 or 5 or 6 teams.
Dallas, right. The Mavericks, right, I said that. Houston Rockets and the San Antonio Spurs.
Yeah, we're not going to do this. So in the Texas, you got, they're trying to run Dak Prescott out of Dallas. Nobody wants him there.
They're never going to get a first round.
Nobody wants him there. Nobody wants Dak Prescott in Dallas.
First
anymore.
Round pick for that guy? I wouldn't. Maybe
for
a second
Dak Prescott,
rounder.
No, nobody's going to give a fuck. Nobody gives a flying fuck.
A second rounder.
He's got a no clause, no trade clause contract.
Right. How many
so
years?
He has to approve
have?
The trade.
How many
but
years?
Even
he has
his
left?
Family, even his brother doesn't want him there.
Chuck,
his
how many
brother's
years
like,
you have left on his
he's got
contract?
1 year. He's on his last year, and so is the head coach. They're both on their last years. And they're saying that the best thing to do is to, re-up on Dak Prescott and to do it now. I say bullshit. I say fucking trade him.
Too.
Find another fucking home to him for him.
Right. Get a good coach. Get a coach that could coach quarterbacks and young people, right? Like they did in Detroit, like they did in what's their names in the –
Well, Dallas might not see a playoff for a while then if it's gonna be rebuilding. If you get rid of Dak Prescott, isn't that gonna be a rebuild though? That would have to be if you get rid of the coach.
2 years it takes
to rebuild.
2 to 3 years. Yep.
I mean, it's all fucked up, man. It's all fucked up.
This year was Dallas.
And in Houston, you have all kinds of good happening. I mean, yep. You got the Writers Association or whatever the hell named D'Amico Ryan Coach of the Year.
Chuck, you know what I wanted
CJ
to ask
CJ Stroud,
you?
Rookie Quarterback of the Year.
Yep. I wanted to ask you, what number pick is Atlanta? Year?
Oh, they are...
Falcons.
Oh, shit.
Because they need a quarterback.
You don't think that guy's going to cut it? You were picking him all year long, Lou.
What, on Atlanta?
Yeah, that guy that they have. What's his name? Briggs or... what the hell's that guy's name?
I don't know, man. I just...
You were
know.
Saying that quarterback was good all year long.
On the Falcons? Oh, the number one pick, you mean?
Whatever his name
was. It
was
the number two
Desmond
pick.
Desmond Ritter. You kept bragging
about
him all
I never
season
heard,
long, man.
I never said that he was going to be good. I said the team
he
has a good
that
offense.
That kid in Atlanta.
The first round pick.
They went
pick.
7-10.
What number was he picked? Yeah,
you're
but
right,
seven
though.
Wins
they picked number eight this year. They picked number eight.
That's
the first thing
pick.
It says is, wait, let me talk, man. The first thing it says, this will all start at quarterback for the Falcons.
Yeah.
Four or five games to end the season. Four or five games. Only the Eagles were fucking worse.
A lot of teams are going to want to change quarterbacks, draft a quarterback. That's why I say the Giants are sitting pretty at 6, and the Jets are at number 10. That's not
the
bad.
The Jets are at number 10, man.
Right. And number 10 is like that pick where from 10 down, it's like a dogfight for good players. That's when
Broncos,
they start going for defensive
Broncos
back.
At number 12. Broncos at number 12 went 8-9 this year. And, of
right.
course, they're poised to walk away from Russell Wilson, including his 5-year, $242.6 million.
Yep.
So...
Yep.
He's
going to
start the season. He's going to start next season. You watch.
ESPN had on the crawl that Deebo Samuel will
he's
play
good to go.
Sunday.
Yeah, he's good to go Sunday.
He's good to go. Yep.
He's good to go
He returned to
Sunday.
Practice yesterday, and they said he's good to go. He must have just had a bruised shoulder or something. Because it sounded, everybody made it sound like the guy, oh, he dislocated. No, he didn't.
I mean, Lou, Sweet Lou, whatever he had, he's got to fucking get over it, man. This is the conference championship
he's
we're talking about.
Target.
He's got to fucking get over it, man.
Right.
Whether
and
he's over it or not, doesn't fucking matter. He's got to get over it.
Oh,
he's
he will.
He's got to go out there and contribute to the team.
Listen, him at 85% is as good as almost all of the receivers in the NFL.
Yeah,
that guy is good.
Not to mention, man, I mean,
McCaffrey,
would look at him like he's some kind of pussy.
McCaffrey is 100%. He's in good condition. And their defense is very strong, man. Really. And they're home on grass. And every time Detroit plays outside.
I'm home on grass. I'm home on grass right now. I'm home and on grass.
What's his name? The quarterback of Detroit doesn't play too good outside. He lost to Dallas when they opened up the roof because they have opened or closed. And he lost, I forgot where else, and by not little scores either. So let's see. I don't know. But he was in the Super Bowl, so he knows what pressure is and stuff. A lot of people rooting for Detroit. Right? And they're ripping this quarterback on 49ers, Purdy. He's only in the league 3 years, and he's already been to two championship games. He's only 24 years old. Give him a break, man. And he was the last pick in the draft, Mr. Irrelevant. That's what they call him. Tom Brady was Mr. Irrelevant also, and he became the greatest of all time. Unless,
yeah,
Holmes,
but
unless,
I mean, that's not going to happen with Brock Purdy, as good as he is, though. I mean,
I
you know,
think
it takes
he'll come
a,
through
the,
Sunday.
The only one that's going to happen to, if it happens to anybody, is going to be Mahomes, and that's because he already has what two Super Bowls.
He would have to, if he wins this championship Sunday.
That's
going to
be three rings for Mahomes if he wins this time.
3 and 4 years. That's what they're saying, and you have to start putting him in the conversation with Brady. Of course, in the first 6 years of his career and Brady's first 6 years, he has a better record than Brady.
Yeah, so Purdy's already down 1 year, man. He had last year was wasted for Purdy.
He's only 25 or 26.
There at the very end when he got hurt. Hold on, man. You got to let somebody else talk, bro.
Right.
Fucking Purdy was hurt last year at the very last, the last game, so he didn't get that chance like Mahomes did. Mahomes
is up
right now, but Purdy, he's already down 1 year. They're wasted.
Yeah.
How long can they sustain?
I think they would have won if he didn't get hurt. Right? Right after he got hurt, they did.
He would have won. They would have won. Yeah, they would.
Yep.
Absolutely, they would have won that game. At least in my opinion. We don't know.
If you ask anybody who the backup is to Purdy, you think they would know it? Who is it? Who is Purdy's backup?
Let's see. Who was his fucking backup
last year?
Nobody
mattered. No, it wasn't Garoppolo.
It wasn't Garoppolo. I can't remember who it was.
Me either. Hey, bless you.
Salute.
In Jesus' name. I shouldn't be laughing, no making fun of my Savior, man. No good. That's not me.
Yeah. Speaking of that, man, C.J. Stroud, NBC, cutting out that portion where he's praising God and stuff. A lot of players are coming out and supporting him for that.
Listen, that's bullshit, because a lot of them point to the sky, to God, when they score touchdowns. Most of them wear crucifixes, so they could say what the hell they want. They want to make it where you can't say the name of God or Jesus. It'll never happen, because 2 billion people will come out of the woodwork.
Let's get to the last
if they do something. If they do something that's negative, it's all over the news.
That's right.
But if they're trying to do something positive, we can't even show that.
In New York, it's disgraceful. When I went to public school, they used to have the Ten Commandments on the wall so everybody could see it when you first walked into school on the first floor. You know, where, some,
yeah,
where they had
yeah.
the principals off. The, and they made us say the Pledge of Allegiance. They took that out because it says one nation under God. Got to shut the people up. Can't do that.
Yeah, it's fucked
communist.
Up, man. That's where we're at.
That's
2023,
right.
man.
Communist, man. And have
yep.
our heads up our asses, man. That's ridiculous.
I mean,
anyway,
I've been trying to take people's heads out their asses for several years now in the Full Tilt right. Boogie, which returns next week.
Some people don't
right
know
here
how to handle
on the
power.
World Generation Podcast. Yeah.
When
but hey,
when you're too old,
let's move along, man. It's time to
power.
Move along. Debo Samuel right. is ready to go.
Right.
A lot of people going for the Lions.
Right.
I don't know. We got two games left, man.
I already know who I'm picking. But let's
we
got
to get to the results.
All right, let's do the results. All right. Divisional playoffs were Saturday. Ravens, Texans at Ravens. We all had the Ravens. Ravens won. We know that. Right? Next
so
game.
The score now is 4.5 to 4.5 to 4.5. Next.
All right, 49ers.
Wait. What are you guys talking about next? We got... We're not even going to talk about the game. Did you guys even watch the game?
Well, yeah, they were, yeah.
Yeah, they beat the shit out of the Texans.
I just going over the.
So the Texans were hanging in there with the Ravens
right.
during the first half. Oddly enough, the whole first half, the Ravens
the
were lost
joke,
out there.
You know,
and then they made some adjustments and
yep.
Took over the game, and they right. proved that they were. You know, the top team in the NFL
Jackson
year long.
The best running
and,
quarterback.
And that's what
in
happened.
The NFL.
So they wiped out the Texans 34-10. Let's move along now. Next game.
And now the 49ers
Packers,
were at 49ers. Home. Packers were visiting. We all took the 49ers. And the 49ers won. But
in a game
Packers
that I was going for the Packers, man. I was going for the I wanted the Packers to go up there and beat them ugly. Ugly. I wanted to, I mean,
right.
I'm sorry, not the Packers, the 49ers. I wanted
yeah.
the 49ers to have an exit in similar fashion to the Cowboys.
But the weather was terrible. The Purdy couldn't handle
yeah.
Purdy's hand is in 9.25 inches where he throws the ball. And most quarterbacks are about a little less than 9.5, right? But there's a few of them, good ones, that have the same size hand. But it was raining so hard in San Francisco, they said they hadn't seen rain like that in years. And it was hard to throw the ball. It's not going to be raining Sunday, that's for sure. And there's going to be some ass kicking. Let's go to Sunday's game. The Lions at home. The Buccaneers were visiting. Chuck had the Lions. Hollywood had the Lions. I picked the Buccaneers, and I wanted to change it a day later. But... my son says, no changing. So I take the
no
loss.
No changes.
I take
yeah,
the loss.
Yeah, you had to take the loss on that one, man. That's just,
Hollywood.
That's rough.
And Chuck get a win, and I take a loss. The
yeah,
last
I don't know
thing,
what you were thinking, picking the Buccaneers
I know.
To
well,
begin with.
Well, you know
with,
what?
But,
I was I right away I said to myself, I don't know. All right, here we go. The Bills at
so
home.
The and the Bills, yeah.
Right. Chiefs were visiting. Hollywood had the Bills. Chuck and I had the Chiefs. So Chuck and I have the win. Hollywood has the loss on that. And that was the games from last week. So.
Patrick
Chiefs,
Mahomes, 215 yards.
Yeah.
17 out of 23 and two touchdowns. Josh Allen, 26 out of 39. 186 yards, one touchdown.
You know, Buffalo just can't get over the hill with Kansas City. That's how good Mahomes is, Patrick Mahomes. Really.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, he led the way, man. He led,
everybody's
he led
saying,
the fucking
oh,
way.
He's never been on the road. He's going to lose. You've seen how he played on the road. And he's going to be
yeah.
on the road this week. And you want to know something? I like the Chiefs. I don't care.
I mean, and, the Chiefs, the Bills were out there for a total of 78 plays, man.
Yep.
As compared to the Chiefs' 47 plays.
Yep.
All right.
They say that,
you know,
that Mahomes, when you have like when you play prevent defense and stuff like that, he'll pick you apart.
That really sounds like that the Chiefs defense did a good job if the Bills were on the field but they didn't score enough. Sounds like the
yep.
Chiefs defense showed up.
The Chiefs had a lot of had Kelce had a great game, man. I tell you, man, he did. See, he moves the ball around. It's not just Kelce.
So here's a look at the stats real quick on that game, man. The total yards, the Chiefs had 361 and the Bills had 368. Passing yards, the Chiefs had 215 and the Bills had 186. Rushing, the Chiefs had 46, the Bills had 182. So yards per play, the Chiefs had 7.7 and the Bills had 4.7
right.
per play. Bills had 27 first downs where the Chiefs had 21. Yeah.
Listen to my cat.
No interceptions, and the Chiefs lost the fumble, whereas the Bills
did
not.
You see Mahomes on the sideline. He's the leader of that team, man. Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what? He's still young. That's what really, man. I bet you in 10 years he's going to be right up there with Tom Brady. I bet you he wins at least two or three more Super Bowls. Really. He's still young.
I can see it happening. I mean, he's still young.
They said
it's just up to if they keep the team together. I mean, they got to keep the right guys around them, and they got to develop guys.
Tom Brady won what, 7? How many Super Bowls?
I need to make chili for the Super Bowl. I got to make chili.
Chuck, how many Super Bowls did Tom Brady win?
How many Super Bowls did Tom Brady
win? 7 or 6?
What? 10.
No.
10.
Is it 10?
10. And then?
Who said 10?
He won 7, man. He won 7.
7, that's what I said.
86. 86.
7.
10.
All right. Sound
he could
like
have come out of retirement. He could have won 10.
26, 10, high.
Hey, we're halfway there, man. So let's go ahead and take this break.
Yeah.
And then we're
going to
come
great
on the other side of this break. We're going to talk more shit.
Yeah.
We're going to talk more shit. And we don't even have anything planned. All right? So don't
I
think
have
like we have a script or we have anything planned. We're just going to sit here and talk shit.
We got to pick the two games. That's one.
You could also play Drop the Chuckster. That's a great song.
Man, I don't have it loaded. Do you have it loaded? I don't have it loaded.
I don't have shit loaded. Okay, we'll go to break.
We'll have to play it next time.
Here's the Vince article. Wrestling bad guy, WWE mogul, faces disturbing sex. This chick, man, looks like... 15-year-old.
Listen,
they
got to go to break. John
Laurinaitis got his ball.
Not a wrestling show.
Somebody take his batteries out, man. Somebody take batteries out. But, yeah, we'll be right back after these words from our sponsors on Pigskin Nation, only on the World Generation Podcast Network. Yeah. So you want to talk about politics, right? But you also want to talk about bears and some other newsworthy items you may have missed. Well, hey, join me, Chuck Amok, and the Unusual Suspects as we get down and dirty on the Full Tilt Philly Show, a show where we talk about some of the craziest things going on in the Beltway and beyond. The Boogie, coming soon, right here on the World Generation Podcast Network. Stay tuned for more.
The Hollywood Dragon, Tony P, the United World Champion, hosting UWA Today. UWA news and matches and inside information of the entire indie wrestling scene. Listen as the drama unfolds live. Only on the World Generation Podcast Network.
Friendly Fire Cigars. Come on in and enjoy the game. Come on in and relax with friends. Come on in and light them up at Friendly Fire Cigars, where they carry top brands such as Arturo Puente, DAO, Romeo and Julieta, Avo, Monte Cristo, Ashton, and many, many more. Friendly Fire Cigars, where they have amenities such as comfortable leather seating, 4 HDTVs with 4 separate cable receivers, Netflix, Wi-Fi, cigar locker rental, patio seating, and much, much more. Where do you want to go? Friendly Fire, Friendly Fire, Friendly Fire Cigars. 1905 South Derry Ashford. Friendly Fire Cigars. Get there.
If you're a homeowner and you're tired of those pricey electric bills, you're not alone. Wrestling fans all over are switching to solar, and you can too. It's as simple as going to TexasSolarNow.com and receiving a free consultation plus $25. It's that easy, and not only will you save money and make money, you're going to help save the planet too. You don't even have to live in Texas. You can go to TexasSolarNow.com and an agent will contact you anywhere in the U.S. where service is available. So don't let the power grid fail on your family this year. Make the switch at TexasSolarNow.com, a proud partner of the World Generation Podcast Network.
Remember, fellow citizens, the future is in your hands. If you believe in parties, re-elect President Mr. Hollywood Tony P. Party is his middle name. President Mr. Hollywood Tony P's party platform means doing more jobs, better recreation, bigger civic improvements, and lower taxes. On Election Day, cast your vote for a proven champion. Re-elect President Mr. Hollywood Tony P. Remember, fellow citizens, the future is in your hands.
Guys, you're on your way home from the wild party that just ended a half hour ago. Or perhaps you're on your way to work like me. Either way, a commercial comes on your radio telling you they can make your hair grow back. Well, listen up, guys. It's a bunch of BS. Period. Your hair is not growing back. Don't be that guy who spends his hard-earned money on a bunch of phony baloney and a bottle of snake oil. Or worse yet, don't be that guy that people go around whispering about behind your back every time you turn around, because it will happen. Trust me on this. I've seen it firsthand, but I digress. Instead, be the guy who is more accepting of who he is. You can even shave your head completely and get an earring or two, anything. But don't become a mockery of yourself. Don't do it, guys.
This has been a public service announcement brought to you by the World Generation Podcast Network.
We'd welcome you to the Lone Star State with big wide open arms. But if you're trapping litter, well, that's cause for some alarm. You gotta keep our environment clean, and that's the honest truth. So don't you mess with Texas, lest you wanna get the boot. Go, don't mess with Texas. This land is for me and you. From Dallas to the valley, every highway looking dandy. So future generations can enjoy too.
Listening to the World Generation Podcast Network. Please like us on Facebook at World Generation or on Twitter at World Generation Podcast. And now back to the show.
Welcome back. Welcome back, Pigskin Nation. Divisional rounds, results, and conference picks. I am Chucky Pigskin, and with me I got Sweet Lou from Brooklyn Matters and United World Champion, President of the United States, Mr. Hollywood himself, Tony P. Guys.
Listen, can I read this one paragraph? A former WWE employee claimed Vince McMahon sexually abused her, including with sex toys that he named after wrestling stars. In a shocking new lawsuit, he
Brock
Lesnar.
Stone Cold Steve Dildo. Stone Cold Dildo. The Rock Hard Dildo.
Brock Lesnar. John Laurinaitis, man.
He was in on it too?
He was the guy that was in the threesome in 2020 when Vince defecated.
Well, I mean, you know, him and Vince go way back, man.
But guess what? They
figure after that many years of hanging out with pals together, shit like that would happen.
He paid $14
million. It's bound to happen, man.
$14.5 million to a woman that he paid off, or they wouldn't talk.
Yeah.
This one talked because she didn't get all her money.
Hey, listen, now at least we know how much it costs to actually shit on somebody's head. $14 million. That's the price.
But man,
yeah,
you know
there
what?
You go.
She got right in the shower and took them big hundreds.
Well, so let's check this out. I got a little bit of
He dropped the kick up.
Breaking
kick.
So yeah, we got breaking news. Apparently, Monday Night Raw will be making a move next year to Netflix, exclusively on Netflix, coming in 2024.
Yeah, but
Monday Night Raw.
Does
Sweet
that
Lou.
Take it away from me and everybody else that has cable?
Yeah, if you don't have Netflix.
Or do you have to pay the extra money to get that paid channel?
You will
Netflix.
Not get to see. You will not get to see Monday Night Raw anymore.
This is going
to
cut people out again.
Yep.
It's going
to
cut.
Will not, you will. You specifically, Father, will not get to see it at all. And
even if you have Verizon and all these companies, no one's going to get it if you have cable.
No, you have
unless
have
you pay.
Netflix.
Unless you pay. I don't pay for Netflix. That's what they're going to do. You want to see wrestling? You got to pay for it.
You want to see football?
Yeah, well, check it out. I mean,
that's what they said.
Look,
coming.
The peacock.
Look, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Let me speak, if I may.
That's coming.
On my show. On my own show, if I may. Let me speak. I mean, that's where we're headed, though, guys. I did a fucking report in college back in the fucking 90s about this shit. And guess what? We're here. We're fucking here, except it was viewed as a good thing back then, but this and it was a good thing when shit like this started, but now it's gone completely wild. Football games this year, for the first time ever, were on stream-only channels.
Yeah, but are they going to start charging for football because Brady is the
color
man?
That's where we're headed.
Like that.
You had to get the Peacock cost money. Peacock's not free. You have to pay for
that's
Peacock.
That's NBC, though. Wait.
But you
look
have
at,
to
look
pay
at,
for
look at Amazon. Look at the Amazon channel, the Thursday night game. You got to pay.
Yeah.
If you don't pay for that service, you don't get it. So,
look
yeah.
at how many
you
channels.
Prime, if you order stuff, Prime is really good. You get good discounts. And I used to work for them, but not anymore.
That's the satellite company. What's the name of it? But
Amazon
as far as Verizon is concerned, you know how many stations are not took off their feed because they want more money?
No more Raw for you. Father, no more Raw for you. You have to
not
deal with SmackDown
only. I can't see Access because they want more money and Verizon don't want to give it to them. So that's out. That's a great channel.
Oh, yeah, AXS.
All
yeah,
people are going to get pissed
channel,
off.
Man.
People are going to get pissed off, and they're going to call Verizon, and they're going to say, listen, man, give us a rebate.
Well, you know what? Though people are going to go to Netflix. Let's get our predictions.
Wait, I got to ask Lou something.
What?
So, Lou, do you have internet at your residence?
I have it, but I don't have it turned on now.
Okay, well, check it out. Because some companies, here's the news, though. Some companies will offer Netflix on their internet. For example, if you have T-Mobile internet at your home, at your residence, you know, those two homosexuals they have on television, if you can call them that anymore without people getting all fucked up about it. But I digress.
I hate those that stuff.
Anyway,
listen, Chuck,
if you have T-Mobile internet.
Chuck, he has – no, don't worry about it. There's no – no, just move
I'm not
on
worried
from
about
the
it.
Well, wait,
I'm just saying, if he has internet with T-Mobile, they give you free Netflix.
He has ways around it.
Maybe Verizon will do that, too.
Optimum.
Yeah.
But you don't have the internet, and you don't need the internet
just
for that.
Listen, maybe Verizon will give the Netflix to the subscribers. Of course,
yeah,
they
but
should.
You need the internet for that.
For
yo.
Netflix, you need the internet.
Yes, it's a streaming only service.
And that goes everywhere in the country. You need the internet.
But was I politically?
And you know what? Netflix
Was I politically correct there when I called them homosexuals, or was I out of line?
Who cares? You know what? Don't feel sorry for that shit. Let them fucking homo. Let them take it in the keys. Tell them to find Jesus,
all right,
man, and they won't do it
are
no
you
more.
Going to go back and bleep that out?
Not what you want to bleep out, man.
No,
why?
No,
the people that
no.
own this company are fed.
Of course, I'm being sarcastic.
All right, let's go for the
are we ready to
before
move on?
We get cut off? Right?
You never know, man.
Interference. All right, let's
just remember. Hold on. Just remember when we make these picks, also pick if it's going to be over a touchdown or under a touchdown. And
over or under a touchdown. All right, the
and
Ravens
it, and
at home.
Choose, and if it is a touchdown and you choose add a touchdown, it's a you get an extra bonus half.
All right, the Ravens are at home. Chiefs are visiting. The Ravens are 3.5-point favorite.
Hey, wait a minute. We didn't go over the score. Who's in the win or what?
Oh. What do you mean who's in the win? You're 7.5. I'm 6.5. My father is 6.5.
Right. So
all right. Wow.
Here we go now. The Ravens at home, 3.5-point favors. The Chiefs are at the Ravens. I'm taking the Chiefs. And you know what? I think the Chiefs will win by over a touchdown.
Okay.
So I got to put a star next to it.
And just put up. Just put an up arrow. Just put up arrow.
Up, daisy, wait.
Chuck, what about you? What do you think for the
Oh, man,
Chiefs?
This is a hard game to pick, man. Did you say that the Ravens are favored by 3.5?
By 3.5. Yeah, 3.5.
What about the injuries? Where is it being played at? Let's look at all the...
It's being played in Baltimore.
In Baltimore.
Maryland. It's not going to be as cold as it was last week, like it was at the Ravens. It'll probably be in the upper 40s or 52, 3. It ain't going
to
be
home
bad. It may rain.
Don't
I don't know.
Is
don't,
Taylor Swift going to be there? Yes,
of course
right?
she will, man. You kidding me? It's not that far from her apartment down
what
in the
What about
village.
The injuries? What about either team? Who's
no injuries on either team that I could think of.
No notable
no
injuries.
No main injuries, at least.
Okay.
So that's that. Who takes who? I take the Chiefs.
So Lamar Jackson is under tremendous outside pressure.
Sure.
I mean, carrying an entire team and city on
if
his
he
shoulders.
Don't win.
Yet
it's more pressure on him than it is the team. Because if he don't win...
He carries them with strength, though. He carries them with much strength.
They say
how
he has
he
a much
this?
Better team this year.
How does he do this, do you ask? He says, because of my faith, knowing that God is with me. I just
right.
put my trust in
good
him.
Christian. I love that.
You got to edit that out. You got to go back in and edit that out.
Oh, no.
I find the truth offensive. So eat a dick. Eat a dick. And
another one, and other
a
news
big
for
dick
the Bills.
From Nathan, the big dick, a big fucking.
The Swifties.
You guys
have donated
didn't give me a picks, man.
$300,000. The Swifties, I said, have donated nearly $300,000 in honor of Tyler Bass of the 10 Lives Club, helping rescue cats along with Chiefs and Bills fans. So this comes after Tyler Bass received death threats over a mistake versus Kansas City on Sunday. He received death threats, guys.
Oh, man. People are crazy. That's
those Swifties are hardcore, man.
You guys
got to
give me your
desert.
Picks for this game. I pick Chiefs. Who picks what now?
Jeff, what do you got?
Oh, my goodness, man. This is a tough one, man. I mean, I really want to go with the Chiefs. Man.
Ravens
but
at
I
home?
I just think... I think that the Ravens are going to win, man. So put me down for the Ravens.
All right, Chuck.
Over a touchdown or under a touchdown?
What's your uncle's dream?
I'm going to say under a touchdown.
Hold on. Uncle Lady's dream.
Hey, I'm going to take the exact same thing. I'm going to take the exact same thing, but not because he said it. I had it written down before he said it. The Ravens under a touchdown.
Ravens?
Oh, yes. And I can confirm that he had that written down before I said it because
Hollywood
I actually saw
Hollywood
it.
Hollywood takes Ravens,
even
right?
though I live in Houston and he lives in Denver. So, yeah.
You can go back and listen. You heard me write it down. You can hear it on the radio. But you have to go back and listen.
Who do you pick?
I knew it. It is mine.
You picked
the Ravens. Under a touchdown for the Ravens.
How did I? He copycat me. It's a copycat.
I didn't copycat you.
But the Ravens, you know, in Tony's defense, though, the Ravens do have wings. They are feathered animals. So,
let me tell you this right now. I am putting down I'm writing the letter of the next game on my thing, and you... So I already made my pick, and I'm going to make there. So I'm not going to say it, but I've already made it, and I've written it down. Next. You
so
heard it
see.
Here
let's,
first.
Let's have your Lions
my brother,
49ers pick. Who
my
do you
brother's
got?
Dreaming, and he's talking in his dream.
No.
So you
who
guys
go to Hollywood.
Lou.
What?
Game number two.
49ers at home. Lions visiting. 7-point favorite, 49ers.
Oh.
I take the 49ers. Yep. And
under a touchdown or over a touchdown?
Let me see here with that. I'd say over. Arrow up. Right. Okay.
Hollywood.
No, Chucky, you go. I wrote mine
now
down.
Now you
I
go.
Mine down.
I went first.
No,
last
I wrote
time.
Mine down. I wrote mine down already. I don't want you to tell see what
stop
I wrote.
It. You wrote yours down already. I wrote mine down too. What the hell?
Okay,
I write
them
down
all the time.
What did you write?
No, man. I'm not afraid to go. I'll go. I'm taking the fucking Lions.
Okay. Chuck takes the Lions. Up, over a touchdown or under?
Under a touchdown.
Under.
Okay. Know. You know what's funny, Chuck?
You got the same pick.
You got the same pick.
You fucking copycat.
The Lions under a touchdown.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
And that's the pick.
Lions under a touchdown. Because you know what?
No.
My lion on my arm has wings. And so there you go.
That's
and Ravens Lions Super Bowl. It's not going to be the Chiefs.
It's not going to be that. I think the 49ers and the Chiefs, again, it's going to be.
The 49ers are going to lose at home because it's serendipitous. The 49ers
no,
are going to lose at home
serendipity
because
doesn't
they can
go
win all year.
The championship
no.
game
what a worst place to lose. You're at home. You have home field advantage. You have a 7-point spread. What happens? The Lions come in and beat the shit out of you.
No,
that's,
the Lions don't play their games on real grass outside. They're always in. They have 9 games in the dome.
Well, listen,
plus
Father,
they play
you,
how
listen,
many
you
other
might,
teams
you might, have,
the
you, might have, you might have more points than any of us.
We'll see. We shall
listen,
see.
The Lions are going to win this game because they're going to go in there and they're going to smack them in the fucking mouth.
Really?
They're going to fucking knock them down. And if the 49ers knock them down, they're going to fucking bite them in the kneecap.
I'm so
and they're going to get up
I
and they're going to
the
punch them in the fucking mouth.
You guys got the Lions.
Yeah.
They play
tough, man.
Dun, dun. Their defense is
so I'm not going to gain a point on you, Chucky, but that's okay because the Super Bowl has many different point values. And there's many different, you know, there's going to be a whole list of things. We say this happens. Is it over a touchdown? What's the Kern flip? You know, who's going to win? You know, what's the Super Bowl? Just stupid shit.
It's good what we did tonight with the one over a touchdown or under. But
yeah, because you're going to either pick up a point or lose twice.
The point spread was 3.5 and 7 for the
If the Chiefs win and the 49ers win, you'll be up on Chuck.
Let's see, man. And then we predict the Super Bowl game next week.
We will. And we might have a very special guest from the United Wrestling Alliance on the show. So it might be good. So, I'm going to make chili. I'll be making chili. We're going to do the show early. What time,
dude,
Chuck?
I don't
are you,
like
are you off that day or are you working
man.
That Sunday?
What day?
Sunday. Super Bowl Sunday, bitch.
I don't. Bitch, what are you talking about? What is this? Some kind of personal. What are you trying. Bitch, what are you talking about? Get the fuck out of here, bitch. Hey, listen.
No, man.
I'm not.
I guess we're all busy, so we
can't
do a show
on Sundays, man. I don't work on Sundays.
No, we can't do a show on the Super Bowl. When is the good? Are we just going to do it in 2 weeks, or when are we going to do the Super Bowl show?
What do they do? Oh, they wait 2 weeks to have the Super Bowl.
No,
so
we're going to do our show next.
Yeah,
we're going to do.
Is I'm making chili, and nachos will come from that chili.
Oh man! Wow,
win.
That chili is like whoa! Wow, you put that. Cayenne shit in there? Is that what
no cayenne. I don't make it spicy at all.
You use the red hot sauce, a couple of drops, or you just
no. I use it nice and or I use Valentina. Valentina
oh,
is
you
the
don't
best
use red pepper flakes, right?
No, Valentina is the best hot sauce.
It is the best. That's the one I keep, man, is Valentina. That's the best one.
That's
you're
from my
right,
know, I learned that was food for less in California.
You
turned me on.
Shit.
I had a big bottle. I got the big bottle. You know, the big one? The big fucking bottle.
Yeah.
And
you got the big one. Yeah.
Well,
that shit put on your head.
I don't like hot stuff. That's for sure.
It's actually not even really hot. It's just right. It's perfect.
I like the Chinese pepper that numbs
it,
you.
But, you know, the thing is red hot is too thin. The Valentina has a nice consistency. It's a little thicker. It's great on wings.
It's great to put.
Oh, it's awesome.
The Chinese pepper, the Shuizhan peppercorns, they make your mouth not hot and stuff, and it numbs your tongue and your lips, man.
Oh. I love sriracha myself. Sriracha's my favorite thing in whiskey.
Man, that's killer. That's too much.
Sriracha is... I'll put that shit on anything. I put sriracha on fucking rice.
Geez.
With butter,
that's
sriracha.
That's a bunch of bitch shit. Sriracha.
I don't like hot stuff, man. A little
bit.
Hey,
listen,
thing.
Man. Here's the thing. Where we fucked up, we could have made this show better. And we have to talk about making the show better. We'll do it next
season,
year. I've already got ideas for next year. Like this year, I never did go back and make cuts from the, you know, from the show from the previous week and run them on the air and stuff. Some funny shit that we say, because we say a lot of funny shit, man.
Yeah.
So next year, I will do better by going back during the week and taking some bits out that we didn't play them on the air.
Let's do a draft show. Let's do preseason. So
let's wait till next year to decide that, though. Right?
No, we could do it. I want to do a show that after the draft, where we can evaluate the
draft,
not before.
The draft is in February or when?
I don't know when is the
draft.
I don't know.
I don't know exactly what the date is for the draft. You could probably ask.
Well, anyway, because we do that show and then we don't do a show for a minute until preseason.
You guys could find out when the draft is easily if you have a
smart. I'm about to find out, Lou. Hold your horses.
Yeah. I think the
it's
going to
be April 25th, man. It's not in February. It's in April. It's going to be in April. And it's going to be the Detroit in Detroit.
In Detroit. I see. Yeah, and they don't have no high pick because they did good this year. So
Currently, the Seattle Seahawks hold 7 draft picks. Including the number 16 selection in the first round.
And yeah, so
Seattle's got 7 picks.
They're all in late rounds, I bet you. Right? Late rounds.
Well, listen, the Broncos owner said that building our team's depth will take place in the middle of the draft. Middle round picks.
That means
to round out.
Sixth round.
He needs linemen. He needs offensive linemen. He needs defensive. They need people who aren't necessarily sought for. They need big fat guys. And if they're gonna keep Russell Wilson, they need short fat guys. They can't have tall fat guys. They have to get short fat guys so he can see
them. They gotta have a team that wins.
Look, check it out, man.
He's a chocolate midget. Chocolate midget.
Travis Kelce says, "I want to win the game." Versus the Ravens, more than I've ever wanted one.
He does, because he's going to ask her to marry.
Yeah, he's got to do what Taylor Swift is doing for him.
He's
going to
marry
return.
Her.
These guys are all fucking Illuminati, man.
He's going to marry her, and he's going to move into her apartment in the.
They're
going to
be all Illuminati, man.
Yep, isn't that funny? She lives in the city, man. She lives in Greenwich Village, and they arrested a guy that was, like, stalking her for, like, 30 times. And now they said they just had to hold him at Rikers Island. The guy is crazy. He has a thing for Taylor Swift. And she's scared shit, you know. Look what that guy did to John Lennon.
So which game, guys, before we leave, I still want to talk a little bit before we leave, though.
Yeah, go ahead.
Which game between the two is the best for you? I mean, here's the thing, all right? For Mahomes and Jackson, it's their first time in the playoffs.
That's the best
And there's a Super Bowl spot at stake.
That's a 3 o'clock game in New York, yep.
That's going to be a badass game. The other one, well, you know, you got Brock Purdy, who showed up out of nowhere, and, you know, people are giving, you know, saying that he's not – all that or what have you. He's
young,
a quarterback, man.
He's
a good quarterback.
He's only 24, man. Third year in the league. And look
at
what
he's a good quarterback, man.
That's right.
He beat out Garoppolo and Trey Lance.
He was the last pick in the draft. That's what's crazy.
Yeah.
Man.
He just needed his one shot, man. He's like Eminem. He just needed that one shot.
Tom
Brady. Not miss his chance to blow.
Yeah.
Tom Brady with the last pick also, and he became the greatest of all time. Yep.
Oh, man. And then you got Brock Purdy versus you know, oh gosh,
oh,
who won
Diane
a Super
Detroit.
Bowl or was in a Super Bowl already when he was with the Rams. Of course, they didn't win, but nevertheless, he was already knows the pressure and knows
Guy,
what it's
he knows
like.
The pressure, he does.
So
they were saying that.
That's
going
to be interesting.
That.
So which game do you guys think is the one to watch this weekend?
The first one.
Chiefs.
With Mahomes.
Chiefs, Bills.
Yeah.
Yeah. That, me too. That's the one I'm
course,
looking
I
forward
want
to the most.
Because Jackson. Because Jackson really had
when
to
the
win.
Lions beat the, when the Lions beat the 49ers, it's going to be cool. But they...
Yeah, well, that would be something.
But when fucking, what's his name,
beats
Mahomes, it's going to be cool, too. It's actually going to be cooler.
It's
yeah.
a big difference outside than in dome on artificial turf. Even though, you know, every stadium should have real grass. There's no
that's
excuse.
The whole, we've been saying that since preseason.
And people have been saying it for years now. Of course, players get hurt a lot on artificial turf, tearing things up. It's not good, man. And they can't use cold weather as an excuse.
Listen, all I got to say is if you don't like it, just shit on her head. That's it.
Oh,
how much does it cost?
What?
How much does it cost? What's the going price to shit on someone's
head? $14 million. $14.
Oh.
It cost $14 million.
No, he
to
paid over $14 million to all.
Yeah, so that you can legally shit
but
on.
But he
you
promised
can...
her three and only gave her
well,
one.
Well, you know, so Elon Musk, how many heads could he shit on if his fortune, you know, if he.
You know what Vince did? He sent her a tweet that says, "I run you. I run you. I like." You do what I say. He was nuts, man, Vince McMahon. And
I mean, if I had $1 billion, if I had $1 billion and it only cost $14 million to shit on someone's head, I'd pay it. I'd be
the
like,
paper,
yeah.
The paper made me
I'm fucking shit
he
on
defecated.
That person.
He defecated.
You want $14 million?
You tell me, you know what? Today is the day that I'm going to bless you. I am going to give you $14 million. But I am going to shit on
oh,
your head.
Man, if you promise
and it will be a
so
blessing
much.
For you.
You know what he did to her, man? Forget it. He had Brock Lesnar and John Laurinaitis and him. It was a threesome. She said it was a threesome. So
he didn't
her,
just drop the children off the pool. He dropped
minute.
His
it was
kids,
Vince
Brock,
and
his
John Laurinaitis and this
on
chick.
His face.
And this is what happened. And and she says that he heard her.
Listen, all these jokes are a little corny and and a little chunky.
But it's real, man. So
hey,
the keep
this
happened.
In mind, though. These are all just allegations.
Financial
they're just allegations, man.
Chucky,
no,
if Vince
no,
McMahon,
no,
Chucky,
it's
Chucky
not,
if, Vince McMahon,
yes.
if Vince McMahon gave you $14 million, would you let him shit on your head?
An allegation.
If he gave you $14
million. She had
if
sex
he
with
him.
And she
no, I'm not going to let anybody fuck. Shit on my head for $14
million. Listen, that's
he
the thing.
He fuck himself.
He didn't
and shit
want
on
that,
himself
he
while
said,
he's fucking
and
himself.
And he still did it.
For $14 million, you
yeah,
wouldn't let somebody shit on your head.
No, I wouldn't. Fuck them. Fuck him and his $14 million.
No.
That's a lot of money. That buys a lot of shampoo.
It is,
that
but I'm not
going
to let that motherfucker shit on me.
That buys a lot of shampoo. Make sure to just get it right on their head, like $14 million.
Listen, this really happened, though. That's what's funny. This really happened.
No, man, it's just allegations.
It did.
Man.
No, it ain't. It, she said
it
that all this
it
was.
It's a whole bunch of horseshit.
It's fucking allegations.
It isn't. She said it. I came out. I couldn't take this no more. And she came out. She said it was consensual, but
it
he went
out.
Overboard.
It came out of Vince's asshole. It
he
came
heard
out
her
of
with the sex toys. That's what she said, and he defecated on her head. And that's what, and he gave her $1 million, and he promised her three, and he absconded on the other $2 million, right? And that's when she came out with her name, a picture of herself, and everything. Because she wants that money, and no shit.
Is her name Turd Ferguson? Turd Ferguson.
Hey, we got to go.
Yeah, man, really. Really.
$14 million, though. That's a lot of money.
That's how much money he paid out woman. So shut up.
Just shit on her head. That's how much it costs.
You know, though, John Laurinaitis married the Bella twins' mother.
Oh, yeah. He comes out on that show.
I wonder if he did that while he was married to this woman, man.
Oh,
I wonder if he
cheated on her with this chick. With
how much money does he have?
Money.
Here's $14 million. It's that time again.
The fellas are rich, man. Are you kidding
me? $15 million. It gets what
one
day
of them
it
has
is.
To show on
it's
the cable
kidding
now.
Kidding on your head day.
No, they say defecating. They don't say shit.
Well,
paper.
Whatever. Okay, so it's defecation day. Hey, honey, open up
so,
the checkbook, $14 million. Here you go.
So what are we doing, man? Are we doing a show next week?
We got to
well,
wait until a week before the – what do you want to do?
That's next week, right? Next week it would be a week before the Super Bowl.
They have the
honors.
2 weeks. They have the NFL honors show coming up on Thursday.
Chucky, what are you doing? What are you doing for the Super Bowl? You have a party in the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening?
Yeah, I'll be partying all day, man. I'll be taking one
and
day
Lou,
off.
And Lou, what are you doing? No, I know.
On
I'm
Super
just
Bowl,
curious.
I watch
this.
It. I just watch that. Because
I'm making chili and wings. Chili
oh,
and
I
wings.
Hate chili, man.
I'm
going to
make
maybe,
fucking carne asada.
Potato skins. But the chili goes on the nachos. Then the nachos have the refried beans.
It's time to go.
The guacamole. The nachos have the
pico de gallo.
Hey, so the producer says it's time to end the show, so we got to end the show. So for Sweet Lou from Brooklyn Matters and for the United World Champion, President of the United States, Mr. Hollywood Tony P, I am Chucky Pigskin, thank you for listening to Pigskin Nation right here on the World Generation Podcast Network. Peace.
This has been a presentation of the World Generation Podcast Network.